If anyone asks Chef Marcus Samuelson what African food tastes like, he has the answer. Have you ever had barbecue, rice, coffee? All of that food comes from Africa, has its roots in Africa, says the Ethiopian Swedish writer and restaurateur. Everyone has had African dishes, whether they know it or not. Samuelson is chef at the famous Red Rooster restaurant in New York City's Harlem. He is hoping to educate Americans and help black chefs in a new book. It is called The Rise, Black Cooks and the Soul of American Food. The book has 150 recipes and includes the life stories of 26 black chefs, writers, and activists. The recipes celebrate Africa and the influence of migration and integration. It also examines where modern black chefs are going next with their food. When I look at American food and I look at the black experience, we've done so much, but almost got erased, said Samuelson. There's never been a better time to tell those stories, he added. His new book is a mix of stories and food, from fish to tea. It includes essays by Osei Endelin of California, who writes about food identity and culture. It also includes recipe development by Yuwanda Komolafi, one of Brooklyn, New York's most celebrated chefs. Readers will learn how Los Angeles-based chef Naisha Arrington's cooking is tied to her family history from Mississippi and South Korea. They will learn it takes just 45 minutes to make Eric Gestel's chicken liver mousse. He perfected the dish after years of cooking at New York's French restaurant Le Bernardin. And they will learn how award-winning New York chef Mashama Bailey is remaking traditional Southern dishes. Samuelson compares the food in the book to popular music. He looks at New Orleans and hears jazz from the influence of France, Haiti, Africa, and Spain. Black food is no different. Our pasts are so unique, and it's so important to tell, says Samuelson. He notes that many cookbooks celebrate European and Asian foods, but few describe black dishes. Americans know more about cheese products from Italy than the cheese of Ethiopia. This is America's past. So for me, as much as we learn about Japan, as much as we learn about Italy and Spain, and so on, wouldn't it be great to learn about our own food? This is America's food, he says. I'm Susan Shand.